Okay, orphans, listen to me. Listen to Ignacio. I know it is fun to wrestle. A nice pile drive to the face, or a punch to the face. But you cannot do it, because it is in the Bible not to wrestle your neighbor. Precious Father, why have you given me this desire to wrestle and then made me such a stinky warrior? Have I focused too much on my boots and all my fame and my stretchy pants?
Monday. Thanks for joining me today here on Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. I want to talk to you a little bit today on a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. And Paul says this here. He says, "Watch, stand firm in the faith, be manly, be staunch, let all your actions occur in love." I want to just look at each one of these real quickly today. First, Paul says, watch. The word watch means to look all around. I'm reminded of Gideon's men when they went down to the waters, and the 300 took the water in their hands and brought it to their mouth and held the sword in one hand and looked all around. They were the soldiers who were distinguished from the other ones who just stuck their head in the water. You know, when they went down to the water and the people dove in, that was a perfect opportunity for the enemy to overcome them because they weren't paying attention. But those 300 were vigilant; they kept a watch. And in the context here, Paul is there were infiltrators coming into Corinth trying to mess them up on the evangel committed to Paul. And so he says, "Watch." And each one of us are to be watchful. We are to watch by standing firm in the faith, by believing what God has told us through our apostle, and stand in it. We're going to see here in the next verse, next part of the verse, is stand firm in the faith. Now, a firm stand means no yielding. I brought this up before, where when you're assured and you stand to the truth of Paul's evangel, you will be accused of being arrogant. You will be accused of being in a cult and all kinds of other stuff. But don't let that bother you. Don't let it bother you. Just keep standing in it. The reason why people accuse you when you're confident is because they're not confident. They don't like it that you're confident in the truth, and they have no confidence. They hate the fact that you can stand on something. And this is the glory of the message we have, is that we can know it for sure. And we can stand on it, we can bank on it, we can bet our lives on it. He says, watch, stand firm in the faith. That means not to yield. And then he says, be manly. In the Greek element, it's man eyes. And usually we hear that term, we think of maybe John Wayne or something like that, a gun-toting cowboy. But I think the manliness is connected to what we just said here. It's watchfulness, standing firm, unyielding. Be manly. Play the role of the man. We see this phrase in the Old Testament where they were to stand for their cities of their God and fight. And I think this is the same kind of thing. The difference here in 1 Corinthians 13 is David and Joab used physical swords for their weapons. We're not gun-toting cowboys here. We're ministers of we're ambassadors of the conciliation here. So we're to watch. Like Gideon's men, stand firm in the faith. That means don't yield. To be manly, that means we play the role of men for the truth. And then it says be staunch. And that word staunch means to hold on to something. Hold on for dear life. No matter what life throws your way, no matter if you lose your job or people persecute you for what you believe, and they're constantly on your case for what you believe, be staunch. You hold on. I picture there was a movie a while back called Twister about hurricanes and so forth, that they were storm chasers, as it were, and at the end of the movie they were caught in this little hut, and a funnel cloud came over them, tore away the hut, and they were just holding on for dear life to a belt around a metal pipe that went down into the ground. That means they were staunch. They held on to it even though the winds were blowing. And that's what we ought to do. We should, listen, this truth is wonderful and Christ is worth every effort. Look at all that Christ has done for us. Let's hold on to the truth. Let's be staunch. And that's the word again, to hold. And it, you know, it says in the Gospel of Luke that Christ was staunch in spirit. And here we are told to be, the saints are to be staunch, to hold on. And then finally it says, let all your actions occur in love. Yep, that even means in dealing with our enemies. We don't want them to stay in their false teaching or in their unbelief. And that means in dealing with our brethren, we want to act in love. And love is patient. Love is kind. Read 1 Corinthians 13 for more on what love is, what love does. You'll get a better idea. So it says, watch. I'll say, like Gideon's men watched. Stand firm in the faith. That means hold on. Don't yield. Be manly, like Job and David when they fought for Israel, except we don't use weapons, carnal weapons. Be staunch, that means hold on for dear life, even when the wind blows, you just hold on to this truth. There was a story of a man in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew Scriptures, where it says his hand held on to the sword, and even though he grew weary and faint in fighting the Philistines, it says his hand held on to the sword, and it says the Lord wrought a victory. You and I, we need to hold on to that sword no matter how tired we get. Hold on. Let all your actions occur in love. Great verse, and I hope this has been an encouragement. And by the way, in closing here, I just want to say thank you to all the emails I've gotten and the comments on the website from folks who've enjoyed these messages and found encouragement. They're helpful. I get very excited when I hear from you. Sometimes we put these messages out there and we don't know who's listening or if anyone's benefiting. And so I want to thank all of you who have written in and have expressed gratitude for these programs. This is why we do it. We're not doing it just to hear the sound of our own voice. We're hoping that people hear this and they listen and they fall in love with the Scriptures and the God of the Scriptures and the Savior He has provided. And that really is our goal. For those of you we haven't seen face to face, hopefully we'll get to see you in this lifetime. And we do conferences now and then. Now, if you have people in your area who are interested in meeting, let us know. Give us a call. And my phone number's on the website. We'd love to come out and talk to you and teach and have mutual consolation from each other. Well, again, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.